This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Sunday he had decided to dismiss Defense Minister Oleksiy Reznikov from his past and post and would ask Parliament this week to replace him.
Тижня парламенту буде запропоновано ухвалити кадрове рішення. Хочу окреслити.
The announcement made in his nightly video address to the nation sets the stage for the biggest shakeup of Ukraine's defense establishment during the war launched by Russia in February 2022. North Korea conducted a simulated tactical nuclear attack drill on Saturday that included two long-range cruise missiles, according to state media on Sunday, as leader Kim Jong-un inspected shipbuilding and munitions factories. Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony.
KCNA said the drill was successfully carried out on Saturday when two cruise missiles carrying mock nuclear warheads were fired towards the West Sea of the Korean Peninsula. Pyongyang also said it would bolster its military deterrence against the United States and South Korea. South Korea's military said the claim of success could be an exaggeration as, quote, not all of them succeeded, Seoul's Yonhap News reported, citing a senior official at the Joint Chiefs of Staff.
And that is Reuters' Lauren Anthony reporting. The Sudanese army staged a large-scale attack on its paramilitary rival's supply routes on Sunday, according to eyewitnesses, as its leader appeared to reject a negotiated solution. The almost five-month war since April 15th has devastated Sudan, worsening hunger, destroying infrastructure, and killing hundreds of civilians. The army sent volleys of airstrikes into the city on Sunday, a day after military sources said it had deployed large numbers of ground forces. This is VOA News. Israel's prime minister has called for the immediate deportation of some African migrants who were involved in a violent clash in Tel Aviv this weekend. AP correspondent Lawrence Brooks.
The bloody protests between rival groups of Eritreans left dozens of people injured. Supporters and opponents of Eritrea's government faced off in the street, hurling rocks and pieces of metal, smashing shop windows and police cars. Israeli police in riot gear shot tear gas, stun grenades and live rounds, while officers on horseback tried to control the protesters. In response to the clashes, Netanyahu has also ordered a plan to remove all the country's African migrants. Saturday's violence returns to the fore the issue of immigration, which has long divided Israel. It also comes as the country continues to be torn over the Prime Minister's controversial plan to overhaul the judiciary. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
Typhoon Hayukwe made landfall and moved across Taiwan Sunday, unleashing torrential downpours, whipping up winds and plunging thousands of households into darkness as the first major storm to hit the island directly in 4 years. More than 7,000 people were evacuated from high-risk areas, hundreds of flights canceled, and businesses closed in preparation for the storm. Authorities reported more than 40 people were injured from the storm. Flooding at the Burning Man Festival left tens of thousands stranded at the desert site in the western U.S. state of Nevada while authorities investigated a death. AP correspondent Julie Walker.
Heavy rain fell Friday, creating mud that's now a hard-baked, lumpy mess to navigate, says attendee Teresa Galliani.
The mud is bad, yeah, it sticks to your shoes. It makes walking real hard, so we're not trying to walk in it. But we're actually having a great time. We're still playing music. We've still got fire art.
No one can enter the playa, but attendees can leave, says John Aslin with the Bureau of Land Management.
We have seen a pretty steady stream of vehicles coming out and down the road, so that means they're leaving the playa.
The DJ Diplo posted video of him and Chris Rock getting out, saying they walked 5 miles before hitching a ride. I'm Julie Walker.
Guatemala's top electoral authority says it has blocked the suspension of the president-elect Bernardo Reyes Seed Movement, at least temporarily giving the party back its legal status and cutting off an attempt by rivals to weaken him. The decision announced by the Supreme Electoral Tribunal Sunday came days after the Electoral Registry suspended the party on a judge's order. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.